Good afternoon from Open Space Park in Sioux Center as we get set for Great Plains Athletic Conference football between the Dort College Defenders and the Hastings College Broncos. It is senior day for the Dort College Defenders as the seniors are recognized for their contributions to the Dort College football program, and they are being introduced right now. So before we jump any further into our pregame, let's just tell you about those seniors being honored today. Number 22 is Daniel Fennig. He is joined by his parents, Charles and Carol Fennig, this afternoon. Daniel's a four-year starter. He's earned postseason honors from the GPAC during his career. He plans to attend grad school upon graduating, majored in kinesiology and biology at Dort College. Number 20 is Kevin Giese. Giese has been the kicker for Dort College for 4 years, plans to move back to Oceanside, California after graduating, and will work with his dad in his landscaping business. Kevin majored in business administration. His wife Elizabeth and his parents Brian and Kathy are here. Number 86, Rockland Mao, is from Meridian, Idaho, that is, and will graduate with a degree in ag business. He plans to return to Idaho after graduation. He'll join his father working in the family's dairy business. He's been a four-year member of the football program. His parents, Ruth Ann and Rocky, are here along with his brother, Ranger. Trey Pickney, my apologies, number four. He's played 4 years for the Defenders. He's been a regular in the lineup all 4 years. He has earned all GPAC postseason honors during his career. He studied business administration, plans to move back to his home in Dallas, Texas after graduation, and will pursue furthering his football career. He's joined by his parents, Michael and Monica Living, and his cousin, Trevance Bruno. Number 21 is Cameron Petrie. He's been a starting cornerback for the Defenders and has been part of the program for 4 years. He'll graduate after majoring in exercise science and minoring in psychology. He earned all-conference honorable mention honors as well. Number 38 is Michael Sisson. He's a criminal justice major. He'll be seeking a position in law enforcement upon graduation. He's played running back for the Defenders. He is joined by his parents, Kelvin and Rhonda, today. Number 83 is Taylor Thiel. Taylor is from Tucson, Arizona, joined by his mom and dad, Carmen and David, today, and his fiancée, Hannah DeVries. He'll graduate after studying animal science, hopes to work with ranching and beef cattle. Number 98 is Jake Van Dam. He's joined by his parents, Warren and Pat, today, and his girlfriend, Piper. He's an ag business major and plans to work with his dad when he returns to San Marcos, California. And number 74 is Jared Wessels. He'll graduate after studying both exercise science and sports management. He's from Fulton, Illinois. He's the son of Tim and Laura Wessels. Those are your seniors who have made it through 4 years with the Dort College football program. Let's take a break, and we'll be back checking in with Great Plains Athletic Conference Commissioner Corey Westra and the report for
today.
One
of my favorite things.
This is the GPAC Football Saturday Report for Saturday, November 8th. Brought to you by the Great Plains Athletic Conference. To learn more, follow us on the web at gpacsports.com or on Twitter at gpacsports. On your Football Saturday Report this week, let's go back to last week's GPAC football scoreboard. Morningside was a winner at home over Concordia, 44-21. Doan a winner over Dort, 33-7. Nebraska Wesleyan upsets Dakota Wesleyan, 24-7 the final in Lincoln. Briar Cliff a winner over Midland in Fremont, 27-21. And Northwestern defeats Hastings, 21-7 on the road. The Hoffman America Sports Football Players of the Week are as follows then. The Offensive Player of the Week is Brandon Wegger, running back from Morningside College. He scored 5 touchdowns in the Mustangs' win over Concordia with 258 yards on the ground. Hunter Hand, linebacker from Nebraska Wesleyan, is the Defensive Player of the Week. 10 total tackles for the Prairie Wolves in that win against Dakota Wesleyan in holding the Tigers to just 7 points. And Patrick Takanga, the kicker from Briar Cliff, is the Special Teams Performer of the Week. He had a big day kicking the ball in that win over Midland. He made both of his field goal attempts and was a perfect 3-for-3 on PATs in the game. That is a look back at last week around the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Coming up after this break, we'll preview this week in GPAC football. Your GPAC football Saturday report continues right after this quick timeout.
The Great Plains Athletic Conference is an affiliated conference of the NAIA, consisting of 11 private, faith-based colleges and universities in Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota. Founded in 2000, the GPAC is proud of our academic and athletic tradition. Last year, the conference totaled over 500 NAIA Daktronic Scholar Athletes, and the GPAC has 20 team NAIA national champions. Visit our website at gpacsports.com, where you can also find links to our Facebook and Twitter sites as well. The Great Plains Athletic Conference, academic and athletic excellence since 2000.
It's the second to final Saturday of GPAC football, and the highlight matchup on the schedule today is in Sioux City. That's a top 10 matchup between number 7 Northwestern and the top ranked Morningside Mustangs. Both teams come into the contest undefeated in GPAC play, and will kick things off at 1 o'clock at Elwood Olsen Stadium. Other matchups today in the Great Plains Athletic Conference include number 24 Dakota Wesleyan at Concordia. It's Doan home against Briar Cliff. Hastings will head to Sioux Center for a matchup against Dort, and Nebraska Wesleyan will play at Midland. All games today in the GPAC are 1 o'clock kickoffs, as again, this is the second to final week of GPAC play. And again, the battle for the top spot in the conference on the line today. Top 10 matchup, number 7 Northwestern at number 1 Morningside. 1 o'clock kickoff in Sioux City. Let's take a look at the updated NAIA top 10 and then GPAC teams in the top 25 this week. Morningside remains in the number 1 spot nationally, followed by Carroll at number 2, Grandview is 3, Faulkner ranked 4th, Southern Oregon is 5, Georgetown ranked 6, Northwestern moved up a spot this week to number 7, St. Xavier is 8, Missouri Valley 9, and Lindsey Wilson is ranked 10th. Dakota Wesleyan, still in the top 25, the Tigers are at number 24 this week in the NAIA. And that's a look at your GPAC football matchups for this week around the conference. It's also a busy weekend of other athletic action in the Great Plains Athletic Conference in Mitchell today. It is the 2014 GPAC Cross Country Championships hosted by Dakota Wesleyan University. The GPAC postseason volleyball championships get underway with quarterfinal round action around the league. Also semifinals today in GPAC women's soccer, and coming up on Tuesday, semifinals in GPAC men's soccer. There's also basketball in the conference today. Complete schedule at gpacsports.com. This is your Football Saturday report for the Great Plains Athletic Conference. I'm Corey Westrup.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a look at these two teams. Hastings is 4-4 this season. They're 3-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. This season, they have an up-and-down affair. They have scored 24 points or more in 6 of their games. They have a high of 61 against Kansas Wesleyan. They also put 59 on the board against Briar Cliff while scoring 48 against both Concordia and Midland. Hastings is 2-2 in its last 4 games with wins over Briar Cliff and Midland and losses to Morningside and Northwestern. Hastings is outgained on the ground 217-190. They're giving up 283 yards passing while throwing for 235. Matt Overmiller is 120 of 209 passing for a little over 1,500 yards this year with 12 touchdowns and 4 interceptions. He averages 227 yards per game passing. Austin Curley has a team-high 35 receptions for 13.5 yards per catch average. Noah Hausch has 21 catches for 23.8 yards per reception. Both players have 4 touchdown catches apiece. Jordan Wallman has 19 catches and 3 touchdowns, and Ramiro Flores has 14 catches out of the backfield. Flores also has 119 rushes for 567 yards and 9 touchdowns. Jake Fowler has 350 yards on 90 carries for 7 touchdowns. Matt Overmiller has 59 rushes for 294 yards. Eric Wiley and Kellen McBride have 66 and 61 tackles respectively. Jacob Tarr has 52 tackles with 2 interceptions. Josh Johnson leads the team with 4 interceptions. Wiley is the team leader with 3 sacks and 7.5 tackles for loss. The Defenders are 2-7 overall, 1-6 in the GPAC. They've lost 2 games in a row since winning back-to-back contests on October 11 and October 18. The Defenders run for 141 yards per game, with Daniel Fanning gaining 348 yards this season on 83 carries. Loken Vandevecht has 321 yards rushing on 76 carries. Taylen Seaman has gained 247 yards with 4 touchdowns, and Xavier Caffey 182 yards and 3 touchdowns. Seaman has completed 35 passes for 615 yards and 3 touchdowns. Jason Miller has caught 26 passes for 410 yards and 2 TDs. Trey Pickney has 9 catches for 175 yards, while Caffey and Rocklin Mao each have 4 catches. Matt Albert and Anthony Sarar each have two interceptions on defense, while Benoit Harris has a team-high 95 tackles, and Cole McLean has 85 with one interception and one fumble recovery. Alex Vasquez has 46 tackles, and Leonard Manuel has a team-high 4 sacks. Ben Bima has 3 sacks, and Harris leads the team with 12.0 tackles for loss. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a look at the history between these two teams right after this. This is Dort College Football on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu, the Dort College Defenders. Getting set to do battle this afternoon with the Hastings College Broncos. The series between these two teams has been won out by Hastings. They lead the series 6-0. They won last year's meeting 60-21. They led 45-0 at halftime. The Broncos had 548 yards, while Dort had 284 yards rushing, led by Thomas Newman's 128 on the ground. Last action, Hastings was on the short end of a 21-7 loss to Northwestern, while the Dort College Defenders lost to Doan by a final score of 33-7 last week. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defenders will be kicking off from left to right. The wind out of the northwest at game time. And it is not a pleasant day to be out in the open today. Game time temperature 42 degrees. Winds out of the northwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Hastings College sends their two return men deep. And with the wind, let's see if Kevin Giese can get the left foot into it and send it into the end zone and force Hastings to take a touchback right out of the chute. Giese approaches, and we are underway. The end-over-end kick taken deep in the end zone, and the Hastings College Broncos let it bounce through the end zone, and Dort College forces Jake Fowler to retreat to the end zone. He's unable to run it out, and Hastings will take over first down and 10, and they will start at their own 25-yard line. On offense for the Broncos, they will run a lot of multiple receiver sets. They'll also run some double tight, and they will run double tight right out of the chute. Hastings College with a football, first down and 10 from their own 25-yard line. Initially, they bark signals. Now Jason Gaines turns, hands, gives to the running back, and getting to the edge for a 5-yard pickup is Jake Fowler. Fowler, a 5-yard gain on the play. He's driven out of bounds by the Dort College defense. Making the play for Dort College coming up was Nick Payton. Payton not listed on the 2-deep earlier this week, but he is in the starting lineup here this afternoon. Flowing over there from his middle linebacker spot, wearing the bright yellow sleeves, is Payton. Hastings sent a man in motion. Flare pass to the left side. Pickup of 5 yards on the play. And a first down. Actually gained 10 on the play. They got 5 for the first down. And coming up to make the tackle for the Dort College defenders was Joey Loftier. Dort College surrenders a first down. And the Hastings College Broncos not wasting any time getting back up to the line of scrimmage quickly. Jason Gaines is the quarterback. Gaines is in the pistol. He's got a receiver right and left. Hastings in their red pants, white tops, and the crimson numerals. Hand off right side, and Fowler. Fowler picks up a couple of yards on the play, faces second down and 8. Second and 8 for the Broncos. Looks like a passing down. And the Broncos, Dort College, will counter with a defensive switch. 4 players come off to the sideline, trying to get some fresh bodies on the field. 4 down linemen for the defenders. Gaines in the pistol. Gaines turns. Fakes left. Now he's going to stay. Throws left and underthrows his receiver on the outside. Intended on the play for number 43, Darvante Knight. And the Dort College defenders now in a situation where they get a defensive stop. They can get the football back. Passing down here, 3rd down and 8. Hastings at their own 42-yard line. They need midfield to get a first down. Gaines back to pass. Short drop. Pass over the middle. Incomplete. Passed behind his receiver, Jordan Wallman. And the pass falls incomplete, and the Hastings College Broncos will send the punt team onto the field. facing fourth down and eight. Well, will they send the punt team on the field? They do eventually. Hastings College pick up a first down, but now they're forced to punt. And barring a penalty, Door College should get the field should get the ball in good field position. Anthony Cloyd with the punt. He'll get this away from about his own 30. And he shanks it to the right, and it's going to go out of bounds, and Door College will get great field position. We'll take note of that going into the wind. We will see if that affects coaches' decisions on whether to go for it or not. That ends up being about a 12-yard punt. Door College will get it. And they'll take over at their own 47-yard line. Their own 46, beg your pardon. Door College with the football at their own 46-yard line. 13:20 remaining in the first quarter. 0-0 our score just underway. Hastings forced to punt on their first possession. Talon Seaman up to the line of scrimmage. Daniel Fanning is behind him. They're going to run option to the right. They've got Pickney to the right. Seaman fakes the pitch. He makes it back to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. So Seaman back to the line of scrimmage, and that is all. So Trey Pickney back in the lineup. He's missed several weeks due to a hand injury. Loss on the play for Talon Seaman. That'll bring up second down and 10. Struggling to get back to the line of scrimmage, and Seaman was brought down easily by four players as Hastings and their defense flowed to the football well. Hastings College, four down linemen. Bring a linebacker up to the edge as well on both sides, so daring Dort College to throw the ball. Seaman hands it off. No, keeps it himself. He's got it on the edge to the 50, to the 45, and a first down. 11 or 12-yard pickup on the play for Talon Seaman. No flags on the play, and the Dort College defenders have a first down. So Talon Seaman faked the dive to Daniel Fennig. Fennig got the fake on the dive play. And Seaman was able to find a seam on the left and carried it for a 12-yard pickup to the Hastings College 42-yard line. Dort College first down and 10 in Hastings territory with the wind at their back. Running back to the right is Damani Roberts, that wing to the right. Pickney is to the left. Fennick is the fullback. Seaman pitches over to Pickney. Pickney dodges one defender but is brought down at the line of scrimmage, struggles to get back to the 42-yard line. And the Dort College defenders facing now second down and 10. Dort College, for the short term, will be without Loken Vandevecht, it appears. Vandevecht hurt in practice earlier this week. He had put together some pretty good performances for the defenders over recent weeks. But he, in all likelihood, will not be available to the Dort College defenders. Dort College with a football, second down and 10. Send a man in motion, that's Pickney. They fake the pitch, now hand it off to Fennig instead, and Fennig picks up 4 yards, tough running inside the tackles, and that's going to bring up third down and 6. Well, not as generous a spot as I had thought initially. It's going to be third down and 7. Third and 7 for the defenders at the 40-yard line with the wind at their back. They have not attempted a pass as of yet. Last home game for the defenders, last time we are here at Open Space Park. Up to the line of scrimmage, the defenders send Talon Seaman under center. Running back to the right is Pickney this time. Roberts is to the left. They send Pickney in motion, hand it off to Fennig. Fennig brought down after a short gain on the play. That will set up fourth down and 4. I would certainly think Dort College will go for it in this situation. Fourth down and 5, football at the 37-yard line. And Dort College leaves the offense on the field. Receiver to the right is Ty Eichmann. Rockland Mao is to the left. Movement along the line of scrimmage. Dort College looking for a free play. A flag in the backfield. And let's see what the call is. John Schmidt is the referee. That's the next voice you will hear. Well, they say Damani Roberts moved early. Dort College was trying to get Hastings to jump off, and they did move, but Roberts evidently rocked a little bit as well, and now Dort College will punt with a wind at their back, see if they can pin Hastings deep in their own territory. On a punt is Bonestro. Bonestro averaging a little over, or a little under 35 yards per punt. Hastings College, 10 players along the line of scrimmage. One man back at his own 10-yard line. Wobbling kick, free catch called, fair catch called for at the 8-yard line. And the Hastings College Broncos, Jacob Tarr, makes the fair catch. They'll mark him at the 9. Dort College forced a punt from the Hastings 42. And now Hastings will take over first down and 10 at their own 9 with 10:08 remaining in the first quarter. 0-0 our score. Hastings brings the offense onto the field. Swing pass, left side pass is completed. And not much there as Cole McLean comes up from a safety position to make the tackle. Pass was completed to Darvante Knight. And that will bring up second down and 7. Gain of 3 on the play. Flare pass to the left, and Knight got there. Jason Gaines, the quarterback for the Broncos. Gaines turns, hands, gives to Fowler. Fowler, the ball carrier, and Fowler is brought down. A loss of a couple on the play. It's going to bring up third down and long. Third and long for the Broncos. Matt Albert comes onto the field. Dort College with an extra linebacker sprinting off the field for Dort College on defense. Andrew Cameron. Hastings facing third down and long. Gaines will roll left. Pass is complete, and that's enough for a first down. Making the sliding grab for the Broncos was Trevor Bone. And that's a pickup on the play of 14 yards. And a first down for the Broncos. So Hastings started this drive at their own 9-yard line. They're now at their own 24-yard line. Gaines is the quarterback. Empties out the backfield. Five receivers send a man in motion. They pitch it. And brought down from behind. Little or no gain on the play for Fowler. So Fowler, not much there, and he's brought down, chased down from behind by Bima. Gain of 1 on the play. It's second down and 9 as they pitched it to Fowler as he went in motion. Just a different way of trying to get to the sweep. Micah Twiddell, the cornerback on the near side for Dort College. Dort College, several lineup changes since 2 weeks ago when I saw them last. Pass over the middle is incomplete. Pass was intended for Austin Curley. Twiddell on coverage, and that will bring up third down and 9. Clock stops on the incomplete pass. Matt Albert comes onto the field, and a lineman comes off for Dort College, checking out. That's Eric Broker. Third down and 9 for the Broncos. They converted moments ago in this situation from their own 10-yard line. Pass is incomplete, intended on the play. For the Broncos, Jacob Reynosa, and the Dort College defenders force Hastings to punt. So Hastings will punt from their own 26-yard line on fourth down and long. Trey Pickney is back at his own 30-yard line, and the Broncos facing third down, a fourth down and long, a low wobbling kick. It's going to take a Hastings College bounce at the 40 and will be downed at the Dort College 35. So Dort College will take over first down and 10 at their own 35-yard line with 7:51 remaining in the first quarter. 0-0 our score. Today's broadcast made possible by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. By the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rodabors and Agents, 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. Under center, Seaman, Talon Seaman, hands it to Fennig, but we have a flag on the far sideline. That will stop the clock. And we will sort things out. Waiting for word on how things have gone at the cross-country championships today. Here's the indication from the official, John Schmidt. Hastings College with an offsides penalty. First down and 5 for the defenders. Talon Seaman at the 40. Under center, hands it off to Fennig. Dort College trying to get a yard or two, and they get exactly that, a yard or two. That will bring up second down and 4, so a gain of a yard on the play. Well, actually, they don't give him any pickup on the play. Little or no gain will go officially. Second down and 5. Up to the line of scrimmage, Riley Sharper is your center. Mao is split off wide to the left. Eichmann to the right. Sent a man in motion. That's Pickney. Seaman keeps it himself. He picks up a couple of yards on the play. Not much there. Brings up third down and 2. Dort College at their own 43-yard line. They need the 45 to keep this drive going. So Dort College and Hastings scoreless thus far. And the Dort College defenders up to the line of scrimmage, facing third down and 2. If they convert, they keep the drive alive. If not, they'll be forced to punt. Seaman under center, keeps it himself. Second effort, close to the first down. And it will depend on the spot of the football by the head linesman on the near side. It's going to be a matter of inches, and it is a first down for the defenders. So Dort College gets a first down. A first down for Dort College as they don't measure. I'm the Hastings College coaching staff. I want them to bring these sticks out and measure that. But as it is, Dort College gets a first down with 5:50 remaining in the first quarter. Dort College trying to grind out a drive. They hard-earned first down that series. Passes completed to Rockland Mao over the middle. Gain of 12 on the play. Dort College is in Hastings College territory as he's wrestled down at the 43-yard line. Gain of 12 on the play for Rockland Mao, the senior from Meridian, Idaho. Big target. Just simply slants over the middle. Got enough for a first down and is brought down by 4 Hastings tacklers. First down and 10 for the defenders at the Hastings 43-yard line. Dort College up to the line of scrimmage. Eichmann is to the right. On the near side, the right tackle for Dort College, that's Ricky Nelson. Dort College has been able to stay pretty healthy on the offensive line. Seaman has to fall on top of the football as he fumbled it after faking the handoff to Dan Fennig. Loss of a couple on the play. It's second down and 12. Second and 12 for the defenders. That sequence, really not much Seaman could do with it. Once he laid it on the ground, he had to fall on top of it just to maintain possession of the football. Coming up in about 45 minutes, a couple of contests will be starting involving Dort College athletic teams. Talon Seaman is under center. Seaman turns, keeps it himself, pitches over to Pickney. Pickney has some room to run, but we've got a holding penalty called on Ken Lewis. Lewis is going to be called for the hold at the line of scrimmage, the original line of scrimmage. This is going to be a 10-yard mark off, and pretty easy from my vantage point to see that. Ken Lewis just reached up and got a hold of the player who's coming up to make the stop on Pickney. That's going to be a 10-yard mark off, and that will bring up second down and 20. Second down and 20. We'll get the official explanation. I've been jumping to conclusions. So we'll play second down again, and actually it'll be from the previous line of scrimmage, so that'll be a second down and 22 now for the defenders. And they're back at their own 45-yard line. They started this drive at their own 35. Two first downs on this series, but now faced with a second and a long. Obvious passing down. Let's see what Dort College does in this situation. Seaman runs option, pitches over to Pickney. Pickney racing to the edge, turns the corner, struggles to get back to the original line of scrimmage on this play. Maybe picks up a yard on it. It'll be third down and 21. Third and 21. 3:55 and counting. First quarter, we're scoreless. Thus far, Dort College has been able to control the clock. Hastings, just a couple of first downs through their first two series. They've been forced to punt twice. So third down and 21. Talen Seaman brings the troops up to the line of scrimmage. Under center. Back to pass. Has Eichmann open, but he's running for his life. Seaman will run to the sideline. Pass is intercepted near midfield. And falling out of bounds, the Hastings College defensive player making the interception for the Broncos. That's Kelly McBride. So Kelly McBride, the INT, at the Dort College 48. And Hastings College will have it. First down and 10 at the Dort College 48-yard line with 3:15 remaining. Seaman was running for his life to the near sideline. And rather than throwing it away, tried to pick up 5 or 6 yards on the pass completion. Now the pass is completed to the 35-yard line for the Hastings College Broncos. Number 87 making that pass catch, Michael Schumacher. Schumacher with the reception. Gaines sends a man in motion, turns, hands, gives to Fowler. Fowler, nothing there. Beg your pardon, that's not Fowler, but that's Ramiro Flores. Flores brought down at the line of scrimmage. It'll be second down and 10. No gain on the play. Second and 10 from the 35-yard line. 2:40 and counting, first quarter. 0-0 our score. Hastings is threatening. Jason Gaines looks to the sideline for his play. Hastings with a receiver right and left. Single setback. Double tight formation. Send a man in motion. That's Schumacher. Back to pass. Gaines. Pass over the middle is complete. Down to the 15-yard line and brought down at the 15-yard line. Pass completed to Trevor Bone. And that's all the way down to the Dort College 15-yard line, and now Hastings in the red zone, trying to break through with the first score of the day for either team. Gaines is in the pistol, has a running back behind him. That's Flores. Movement on the line of scrimmage. Snap doesn't occur, though, so we'll reset it. 12 seconds on the play clock. Gaines keeps it himself after the fake to Flores. He's to the 10 and brought down inside the 5. Logan Schoenhoven, the freshman from Hospers, making the tackle, but not before Gaines picks up a first down to the Dort College 4-yard line. 1:44 and counting. First quarter of play. Dort College needs a defensive stop here. Running back left and right for Hastings. Running back to the left is Flores. Running back to the right, it's number 41. I don't have him on my travel roster for Hastings. Movement on the line of scrimmage, and Schumacher crosses the line of scrimmage. And he's going to be he's going to draw the 5-yard penalty, false start on the Broncos. And it's still first down. Hastings College facing first down and goal now from just inside the 10. They were down to the 4, now the 9 officially. Gaines is the quarterback. He's in the pistol. Double tight again. Dort College might have broken across the line of scrimmage. Pass is one-handed grab by Hastings and Austin Curley. Curley just reached over the top, took it away from the Dort College defensive player. Back on D, that was P.J. No, that wasn't P.J. Trammell. That was Ari Hoekstra. Dort College had jumped off, had encroached on the play. And now the Broncos will look to tack on the point after. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick into the wind is no good. And our score is Hastings College 6, Dort College nothing. 1:09 left to play in the first quarter. When we're back right after this, this is Dort College football on KDCR 88.5 FM. A drive that takes a little over 2 minutes off of the clock comes to a close on a 10-yard touchdown pass from Gaines to Curley. Dort College deep. Bringing it out is Trey Pickney. Pickney at his own 10-yard line. And he's brought down at the 12-yard line eventually by Hastings' Tyler Harris. And Joe Conant on the tackle. And the Dort College defenders trailing 6-0. Will take over first down and 10 at their own 12-yard line. Dort College at their own 12. 1:05 remaining, first quarter of play. So Hastings draws first blood after taking advantage of an interception near midfield to set up a relatively short field, a 48-yard drive. Talon Seaman is the quarterback. Dort College, free play over the top, intended for Rockland Mall. Pass falls incomplete, and that will bring up, I believe it's going to be first down and 5 as Hastings moved along the defensive line. Dort College snapped the football, and it's just simply that fade over the top trying to find a receiver. It's a free play, if you will. No expense, really, for the Dort College defenders, and that will be a 5-yard penalty against Hastings. First down and 5 for the defenders. Dort College center, quarterback, and wideouts are trained to snap the foot or as soon as there is movement where they break the neutral zone. Where the defense breaks the neutral zone, they're trained to snap the football and throw that fade up to the edge and try to get a free play. Under center is Talon Seaman. Handoff up the middle. And Dan Fennig struggling for extra yardage, and he is finally brought down, but a lot of work, and he maybe picked up a yard on the play. Second down and long. And we have Daniel Fennig out of the football game, rather. This is Andre Williams. Williams, where's number 23? Fennig, number 22. Andre is a 5'6 junior from California. In the win over Nebraska Wesleyan a few weeks ago, he had an impact. Dort College will run the last play of the first quarter unless it's an incomplete pass. Clock winding down. Rolling right is Seaman, running option, fakes the pitch, keeps it himself. He's to the 30, he's in the clear to the 40. 45 and brought down at the 45-yard line. A gain of 26 yards on the play for Seaman. A first down for the defenders with 9 seconds on the game clock. So Talon Seaman that time faked the pitch with the open hand and then was able to find a seam on the right side, and he rambles on the numbers on the near side. All the way to the 45-yard line, and that's the end of the first half. Our score, Hastings 6, Dort College 0. Back with more after this. The Dort College defenders trailing 6-0 just received word that the Dort College women's cross-country team wins the GPAC championship with 31 points. Congratulations to Coach Van Dyke on their third straight GPAC championship. Dominating performance, 31 points at the conference level. Pass by Seaman over the middle, incomplete. Closest people there for Door College, there were two of them. Closest receivers, Trey Pickney and Ty Eichmann. Clock stops on the incomplete pass. It'll be second down and 10 from the 45-yard line. Door College trailing 6-0. Hastings picks up the touchdown earlier in the quarter, or in the first quarter, with 1:09 left to go. Austin Curley completes the pass, gets the completion from number 3, Tyler Harris. I beg your pardon, that should be number 3, Jason Gaines. And run out of bounds is Talen Seaman. Talen Seaman. So Talen Seaman now facing third down and 10. And we've got a player shaken up on the play for the North College defenders. That looks like Riley Sharper. Sharper on his hands and knees at the 45-yard line. And that will bring the training staff off of the sideline. And Sharper will be attended to. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Sharper shaken up on the play. And while he's attended to, let's take a break. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Talen Seaman flushed from the pocket. He throws it away, and we have a pass. We have a flag thrown in the backfield as well. Riley Sharper was assisted off of the field. Colton Boswell now in at center for Door College. I believe that's number 77 as well, but we have a flag on the play as well. And they will sort it out. It was thrown in the Door College backfield, so I don't know if there was a hold. Normally that would be the vicinity where a hold would be called. Or roughing the passer. Let's see what the call is. So Hastings will decline the holding penalty. And that will bring up fourth down and 10. So Hastings wants the play, so Door College is forced to punt into the wind. See what Heath Bonestrow learned in the first quarter after watching Hastings punt into the wind a couple of times. And an end-over-end kick taken by the Broncos. No, they'll let it bounce out of bounds. And the Hastings College Broncos will take over first down and 10 at their own 28-yard line. So Door College is forced to punt. And they were forced to do that from their own territory. Hastings now takes over first down and 10 at their own 28. 14-12 remaining, first half. Hastings leads 6-0. Broncos with a football. And the quarterback is Jason Gaines. Back to pass is Gaines. Gaines looking over the middle. Slings it over the middle. Pass is incomplete, intended for Jordan Wallman. That'll bring up second down and 10. 14:08 remaining. First half of play. Hastings in front. And the Hastings College Broncos scoring a touchdown in the first quarter. On a pass from Austin Curley was on the receiving end of the pass from Gaines. Now Gaines throws it to the sideline. Pass falls incomplete, but we have a flag thrown at the 34-yard line, and we've had enough penalties to last us a whole afternoon already today. Flag was thrown about 5 yards off the line of scrimmage on the defensive side of the football. Looks like this will be a 5-yard penalty against the defenders. And it'll be second down and 5. Defensive player for Door College evidently jumping early. Lenard Manuel lines up at right defensive end. Ben Bima's over on the near side. I believe that's Bima. That's Taylor Thiel on the near side, number 83 rather than 85. Hand off to Flores. Flores spins, makes something out of what appeared to be nothing. Thiel on the play along with Curtis Emery. Coming up to help on the stop, Nick Payton. That brings up third down and three. Third down and three, gain of one on the play. So the Broncos have the football. Facing third down and three at their own 35-yard line. They need the 38 to keep the drive going. With the wind at their back, maybe they go for it if they don't reach the first down. And Flores is brought down in the backfield. Leonard Manuel makes the tackle for a loss. Loss of a couple on the play. That'll bring up fourth down and five, and it appears Hastings now, no decision. They will punt the football away. So Leonard Manuel comes in, looks like untouched. And the Broncos will send the punt team onto the field. Trey Pickney at his own 21-yard line. He's set to receive the punt. And a wobbling kick to the right side. Hastings College will down it at the Dort College 40-yard line. So Dort College will take over first down and 10 at their own 40. Not a great punt by the Broncos. By my count, that's a 28-yard punt. And with 12:46 left to go in the first half, Dort College still trails 6-0. 6-0 our score. Dort College at their own 40-yard line. First down and 10. Talen Seaman is under center. And the new center for Dort College, definitely number 77, Colton Boswell. Hand off to Fennig, and football's down on the ground. Football came loose. Hastings says they have it. And the Dort College defenders, an interception by the defenders earlier this half led to the first scoring drive for Hastings, and now the Broncos get it on a fumble. The exchange between Seaman and Fennig didn't happen cleanly. And the Dort College defenders will now send the defense out onto the field. And Hastings takes over at the Dort College 40. With 12:39 left to play in the first half. Hastings with the football, back to passes. Gaines. Gaines throws over the top and incomplete near the goal line. Pass was intended for Shoemaker. And that'll bring up second down and 10 as Hastings takes a shot down the field immediately. That pass falls incomplete. It'll be second down and 10. Hoekstra lining up at a cornerback on the far side of the field. On the near side, Cam Petrie. No receiver to the near side, though. Matt Elbert comes up to cover the receiver in the slot at linebacker. Hand off, near side, not much there for the Broncos. And brought down almost immediately. Ball carrier's Jake Fowler. And that'll bring up third down and seven. Hastings with it at the Dort College 38-yard line, leading 6-0, 12-12 left to go first half. Third down and seven. Gaines is in the pistol. He's got Fowler to his right. Gaines gets the snap, looks left. Pass over the middle is complete. And it looks like the second effort got enough for a first down. Logan Schoenhoven had the receiver wrapped up, but the second effort by the Broncos, Jacob Reynosa, is enough. Well, it's close to a first down, but it looks like just short. From my vantage point, it looked like initially it was a first down, and it is. The referee, John Schmidt, indicating a first down, and the Broncos have a fresh set of downs to work with. So the Broncos in the pistol, and now we have Stoppage in play as they get the clock reset, or the chains reset. First down and 10 for the Broncos at the Door College 31-yard line. Hand off to Fowler. Fowler, the ball carrier. He's to the 25-yard line. Gain of 6 on the play. Brings up second down and 3. Cole McLean on the tackle. And that will bring up second down and short. Second and 4. Gaines in the pistol. Behind him is Fowler. Dort College 4 down lineman. And the pitch goes wide over to Fowler. Fowler to the 25-yard line and brought down at the 25-yard line. No gain on the play. Cole McLean makes the tackle. And that'll bring up third down, that is, and 4. Third and 4. Gaines looks to the sideline. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. Hastings with the football. Gaines, play action pass. He rolls left, has a man open over the middle. Pass is completed down to the 15, to the 10, to the 5, diving to the pylon, and the official indication is a touchdown. Touchdown for the Broncos and Jacob Reynosa. Reynosa, the tight end, got open underneath. And he goes up the left sideline for the touchdown. 26-yard touchdown completion from Gaines to Reynosa. And the Broncos lead 12-0, pending the point after. Snap is up, down, kick is up, and the kick is through the uprights. And the Broncos lead now 13-0. 13-0 our score. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Dort College takes it at their own 5-yard line. Xavier Caffey to the 15, to the 20, and brought down at the 22-yard line, and that's where Dort College will start, first down and 10. They will start at their own 22-yard line. So Dort College trailing 13-0 with 10:02 left to go in the half. Pair of touchdowns by the Broncos. After turnovers by the Dort College defenders. First one was an interception near midfield. Second one, a fumble near midfield. And both times the Broncos able to take advantage of the relatively short field. And now a conversation on the sideline with the Dort College coaching staff. We'll get an explanation, I think. So Dort College will get it at their own 27-yard line after the penalty is assessed. The other, you heard the explanation from John Schmidt. Penalty was assessed at the end of the run. Dort College could have forced Hastings to kick again, I believe. He elected not to and take it at their own 27-yard line. Under center is Taylen Seaman. Seaman, the ball, hands it off to Fennig. Fennig, 7-yard pickup on the play. That'll bring up second down and 3. Second and 3 for the Dort College defenders. Daniel Fennig back in at running back for Dort College. Andre Williams saw a little time earlier on a previous series. Seaman up to the line of scrimmage with the defenders trailing 13-0. 9:30 left to go, first half. Under center is Taylen Seaman. Misdirection. And with a football is Daniel Fennig. Fennig to the 30, to the 25, and brought down at the 21-yard line. Dort College, a sleight of hand by Taylen Seaman. Got the ball to Daniel Fennig, and then ran the fake option to the left side. And by that time, Daniel Fennig had broken all the way to the 21-yard line. So the Dort College defenders, with a 50-yard run, by Daniel Fanning. Dort College has it first down and 10 at the Hastings 21-yard line. So Dort College now threatening, trailing 13-0. Fennig, the running back. Talon Seaman is under center. They give it to Fennig. No, they pitch it over to Pickney. Pickney to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, 5, and into the end zone. Touchdown, Dort College. A 21-yard touchdown run by Trey Pickney. And the Dort College defenders are on the board. By virtue of the 21-yard touchdown run by Pickney, and that was all set up by the previous play where Daniel Fennig got the play, got the ball up the middle, and was able to pick up the big gain. Hastings having to honor that play on the next play. Had to play Fennig's fake dive up the middle. And it was Trey Pickney, the recipient of the option pitch on the right side. And he races 21 yards for the score. Dort College trails 13-7 as Kevin Giese splits the uprights. Dort College is on the board. They trail 13-7, 8:45 left to play. First half, back with more after this. This is Dort College football on KDCR. Dort College, a 73-yard drive. Big play, the 50-yard run by Daniel Fennig. And now Kevin Giese will put his foot into it. Into the northwest wind, 8:45 left to play in the first half. End-over-end kick taken by Hastings, bobbled at the 5, run out to the 10, to the 15, to the 20, up the left sideline and forced out of bounds near the 25-yard line. Dort College on the coverage. That was Alex Vasquez. And the Hastings College Broncos will send the offense onto the field. First down and 10 for the Broncos at their own 25-yard line. Well, let's see if Dort College can possibly force a turnover, get the football in good field position. Hastings has done it twice, and they've ended up scoring on relatively short drives. Fake the pitch. Gaines pass over the top is incomplete in and out of the hands of the receiver, Trevor Bone. Bone got in behind the defense, got open over the top. Cole McLean was chasing. And that will bring up second down and 10. Second down and 10 as Hastings misses on the deep pass over the top, and that would have been a touchdown, no doubt about it. As it is, second down and 10 now for the Broncos. Sent a man in motion. Gaines turns, hands, gives to the running back. That's Fowler. Fowler gains 10 on the play. And that'll bring up first down and 10 for the Broncos. First down on the drive. So Hastings College with the football. Gaines fakes the handoff, keeps it himself. He's to the 40, to the 45, has a first down, and is forced out of bounds by Micah Twiddell near the midfield stripe. So another first down for the Broncos. Hastings College moving the football after surrendering the score to Dort College. And the Broncos threatening as they've moved the ball with ease. We've got movement on the near side. And Jordan Wallman, tight end, missed the snap count. And he jumps offsides, 5-yard penalty. Well, if you're going to make it, or you're going to do it, you may as well make it worthwhile. And that time, Wallman obviously had the wrong snap count. No one else moved, but the near tight end certainly did. And that'll bring up first down and 15. A loss of 5 on the penalty. 7:45 left to play in this half. Fake the handoff, back to pass is Gaines. Gaines dumps it over the middle, and the pass is complete to Wallman, and Wallman picks up 17 yards on the play. And on the second effort, he was the player who had the penalty earlier. Looks to make amends for that. Ends up on the second effort, getting 9 yards more than needed for the first down. I should say 4 yards more, 19-yard pickup on the play. It was first and 15, now it's first and 10, Hastings indoor college territory. Hand off to Fowler, Fowler the ball carrier, and Fowler is brought down at the 32-yard line. Joey Lovetear on the stop, and it looks like Door College wants a timeout to talk things over. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with more after this. This is Door College Football on KDCR. Second down and 3 coming. Door College forced to use a timeout after Hastings was moving the football with relative ease. Back to pass. Gaines. Pass is complete. And pass is completed to Shoemaker. Shoemaker down to the 20-yard line. A gain of 12 on the play. And that'll bring up another first down for the Broncos. Broncos marching the football down the field. Started at their own 25-yard line a little over 2 minutes ago. And they have gotten into their hurry-up offense, and Dort College has not had an answer on this series. Jason Gaines in the pistol. Gaines, back to pass, looks left, pumps left, now throws it up towards the end zone. Micah Twiddell on the coverage, and the pass is incomplete, intended for Shoemaker. And that'll bring up second down and 10. Second and 10. Second and 10 for the Broncos. They have it at their own 20-yard College 20-yard line. Second and 10, Gaines back to pass, looking left. Now he looks right on the run. He's got room to run. Still holding onto the football. Looks like he kept it up high enough that Dort College had to honor the pass. And he picks up 5 yards down to the Dort College 15-yard line, so a gain of 6, actually. The line of scrimmage was the 21 rather than the 20, and it's third down now and 4. Third and 4, 6:20 remaining. First half, Hastings leading 13-7, but trying to tack another score onto that lead. Send a man in motion to the left. Three receivers to the left. They hand it off to Fowler. Fowler the ball carrier, and Fowler inside the 5, brought down near the goal line. Short of the goal line by a yard, though, and it's first down and goal to go for the Broncos. First down and goal to go at the 1. Gaines. Is the quarterback. Gaines in the pistol. Receiver left. And they hand it off. Fowler to the goal line. And he stops short of the goal line. It'll be second down and goal. Second and goal from the 1. Second down and goal to go from the 1. Garrett Wybinga, the Dort College linebacker, coming up to make that tackle. Second down and 1. Broncos taking their time right now. 5:28 left to play, first half. Broncos, Gaines in the pistol. And Hastings wants a timeout. Hastings will talk things over, leading 13-0. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu, the Dort College Defenders. On defense, Hastings College brings the troops out onto the field of battle. It'll be second down and goal to go from the 1. Hastings uses their first time out of the half. They've got 2 remaining. Snap back to Gaines. Gaines throws it towards the sideline. And making the catch is Shoemaker. Shoemaker with the touchdown grab. A 1-yard touchdown throw from Gaines to Shoemaker. And the Broncos have a 19-7 lead pending the point after. On to attempt the point after is Nick Jeff Galone. And that is up and through the uprights. And the Broncos lead it 20-7 with the point after. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Hastings College takes a 20-7 lead on the 75-yard touchdown drive. A 1-yard touchdown throw from Gaines to Shoemaker. And that's where we stand right now with 5:11 left to play in this first half. Hastings College, an end-over-end kick. Pickney driven back to the goal line. And he is in the end zone, and he will go to a knee. Andor College will take it first down and 10 at their own 25-yard line. So Dort College trailing 20-7. And the Dort College defenders, it looks like Riley Sharper is back on the field. He's going to give it another go at center. Kid has taken a beating over the last couple of seasons at center and keeps picking himself up, does the junior from Forest City, Iowa. First down and 10 for the Dort College defenders at their own 25-yard line. Eichmann is to the right. Mao is to the left. And under center is Talon Seaman. 5 seconds on the play clock. Hand off goes to Andre Williams, and Andre is stopped cold. Andre Williams stopped cold on the run up the middle. It'll be second down and 10. Second and 10. And the Dort College defenders trailing 20-7. 4:45 and counting. First half. Well, Dort College got on the board with a couple of big running plays on their most recent drive. Now facing second down and long. Under center is Talon Seaman. Movement along the line of scrimmage. Back to pass is Seaman. Seaman, pump fake. He's going to look right now. And he will gain enough for a first down. Flag was thrown at the 30-yard line. We might have a hold, so this may end up being offsetting penalties. There was a flag thrown at the beginning of the play. That would indicate to me that Hastings left early on defense. Well, there was a second flag thrown about 5 yards beyond the line of scrimmage. I thought that might be a holding penalty, but both flags indicative of the offsides penalty against Hastings. So Dort College takes the play. Talon Seaman, the 10-yard pickup on the play. So it's first down and 10 for the defenders at their own 36-yard line. First and 10 for Seaman. Seaman hands it off to Andre Williams. Williams up the middle, picks up 3 on the play. And it'll be second down and 7. Second down and 7. The umpire stationed about 15 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Not even that far behind the line of scrimmage. He got hit pretty hard, knocked to the ground, helped up. Got his hat back, and he is going to stay in the game. Dangerous position there. He's 7 yards on the defensive side of the football. He probably took the most punishing hit so far today. Hand off to Williams. Williams, nothing there. And that's going to bring up third down and 6. Third and 6. Dort College trailing 20-7. 3 minutes remaining in the first half. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College up to the line of scrimmage is Talon Seaman. Third down and 6. If Dort College can keep this drive going, keep the football away from Hastings here at the end of the first half. Seaman's going to run option to the right side. He's got the seam. He's to midfield. He's to the 45, 40, 35, and finally brought down at the 30-yard line. Nifty piece of running that time by Talon Seaman. A 30-yard gain on the play all the way down inside the 25 to the 24-yard line. So a first down for the defenders, and now it's not only a matter of keeping the football away from Hastings College, but now you're in position where you are in where you're threatening to score. Dort College trails 20-7, 2:24 left to play in the first half. Well, not as generous a spot as I had thought. He was on the far sideline, and I was watching the head linesman on the near side. He had him out of bounds at the 26. Actually, it is the 32-yard line where they say he went out of bounds initially. Keeping it himself is Taylen Seaman. Breaks a tackle. He's got a 5-yard gain to the 20 and now driven out of bounds near the 15-yard line. Player shaken up for Hastings on the far sideline. For Taylen Seaman, I thought he was dead to rights. In the backfield, he broke a tackle, though, and gains 16 yards. And the clock stops with an injury for the Broncos. Shaken up on the far side, Hastings College defender Darren Colquitt. Now Dort College with it, first and 10 at the 16. Well, they will crank the clock back into play. 32 seconds on the play clock. Dort College trailing 20-7, but Dort College threatening. Football at the 16-yard line. Clock was stopped as Seaman went out of bounds. Taylen Seaman under center. Damani Roberts to the left. Hand off to Andre Williams. No, they pitch it over to Pickney. Pickney to the line of scrimmage, to the 10 now. Cuts back inside and is brought down at the 5-yard line. Second effort that time by Trey Pickney. Close to a first down. Down to the 7-yard line. And they'll give him a 10-yard pickup on the play. And enough for a Dort College first down. 1:48 remaining first half. First and goal to go from the 6. Dort College trailing 20-7. Williams is the fullback. Damani Roberts, the wing to the right. Trey Pickney to the left. Seaman is the quarterback. Send a man in motion. They're going to run option to the right. Seaman keeps it himself. Cuts inside. Touchdown, Dort College. A 6-yard touchdown plunge by Taylen Seaman. And the two teams combining for 4 touchdowns on the last 4 possessions. This time it's a 6-yard touchdown run by Seaman, and the Dort College defenders cut the lead to 20-13, pending the point after. 1:31 remaining in the first half. Cole McLean to hold, Giese to kick. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick is through, and the Dort College defenders trail 20-14. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Two 75-yard drives, one by each team. And we're back to a 6-point difference. Dort College trailing 20-14. Kevin Giese with the kickoff on the way. And the high end-over-end kick taken at the 5-yard line. Hastings will run it out to the 10, to the 15, to the 20. On the left side, on the numbers, and brought down at the 30-yard line. Returned by the Broncos and Darvante Knight. And the Broncos will take over first down and 10 at their own 30-yard line. Well, Hastings has shown that they are willing to take a shot down the field. And the Hastings College Broncos, they can score points in a hurry. See if Dort College can get one defensive stop and get into the locker room down just 20-13. Back to pass. Gaines pass over the middle, complete. Pass was completed to Curley. Curley has a touchdown grab to his credit already. That's an 8-yard pickup. Second down and 2. 1:08 remaining in the half. Back to pass, Gaines. Gaines pass completed to midfield. That's Jordan Wallman, the tight end, and that's enough for a first down. Hastings out to the 50-yard line, so they've picked up 20 yards already on this drive. They're at midfield, under a minute to go in the half. Hand off to Flores. Flores, no gain on the play. Curtis Emery makes the stop. It'll be second down and 10. Second and 10, Broncos have a couple of timeouts remaining. 40 seconds and counting. Second down and 10. Gaines and the pistol. Gaines back to pass. Three receivers set to the left. He's looking left. Giving chase is Manuel. Gaines to the sideline. And he slides inbounds. Does not stop the clock. And that will bring up third down and 8. For the coaching staff from Hastings, I'm sure they'll go over that with their quarterback, Jason Gaines, and say, if you're going to make that move, just continue running and go out of bounds and stop the clock and at least save us the timeout. Hastings has to burn their second timeout. They've got one remaining. Timeout on the field. Back with more after this. 26 seconds on the clock. Hastings has it third down and 8 at the Dort College 48-yard line. Gaines in the pistol. Two receivers set to the left. They send a man in motion to the left, so they overload to the wide side of the field. Back to passes, Gaines. Gaines rolling left. Pass towards the sideline. Incomplete. Intended on the play for Jacob Reynosa. And that'll bring up fourth down and 8 with 21 seconds left to play. And the Hastings College Broncos aren't going to take any chances. They're going to take the yards rather than the chance to maintain possession of the football, and they are on to punt. Dort College, though, will play it conservatively as well. They don't want Hastings to pull off a fake at this point. And the running kick towards the right sideline, and that goes out of bounds inside the Dort College 30-yard line. The punt by number 10, Owen Hickey. And the Dort College defenders get a stop defensively as Hastings is forced to punt from the Dort College 48-yard line. And now Dort College with 16 seconds remaining. Let's see how aggressively they play it here with a football at their own 25-yard line. Dort College played defense to start the football game, so certainly would think that they would be receiving the kickoff in the second half. See if maybe you can bust one to the outside. Well, they hand it off to Fennig. Fennig driven down. Gain of a couple on the play, and that's going to be the end of the first half. We'll go to the locker room. Our score, Hastings 20, Dort College 14. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders trailing Hastings College at halftime, 20-14. A flurry of activity to close the first half of play. Hastings got on the board first with 1:09 left to play in the first quarter. 48-yard drive that was set up by an interception. And they went the needed 48 yards, a Gaines to Curley 10-yard touchdown throw, made it 6-0 after the point after failed. Hastings then made it 13-0, capitalizing again, this time on a fumble by Dort College at their own 40-yard line, a 26-yard touchdown pass from Gaines to Reynosa, made it 13-0. Dort College got on the board on the next drive, a 50-yard run by Daniel Fennig, followed by a 21-yard touchdown run by Trey Pickney, made it 13-7. Hastings answered with a 75-yard drive. Gaines to Schumacher for a 1-yard touchdown run, a throw, to make it 20-7. And then Dort College, a 75-yard touchdown drive, capped by a Taylen Seaman 6-yard touchdown run to make it 20-14. And that's where we stand at halftime. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We gave you the scoring plays or the scoring drives for Hastings and Dort College already. Here are the numbers. Hastings, 15 first downs. Dort College, 10. Dort College, 202 yards rushing to 92 for Hastings. Hastings, 152 through the air, 12 for Dort College. Hastings, 13 of 23 passing. Dort College, 1 for 4. Total yardage, Hastings 244, Dort College 214. Dort College has punted twice for an average of 30 yards per punt. Hastings has punted four times for an average of 25.2 yards per punt. Dort College has had the football for 15-17. Hastings has had it for 14-43. Hastings, 4 of 8 on third down conversions. Dort College, 1 of 6. Hastings has had it in the red zone twice and has scored both times. Dort College has had it in the red zone once and scored that time. That's a look at the team numbers. Let's take a break and be back with a look at the individual numbers right after this. Individual numbers for Dort College look like this. Kalen Seaman, 11 carries for 103 yards. Daniel Fennig, 8 carries for 63 yards. Trey Pickney, 5 carries for 32 yards. For Hastings, Jake Fowler, 11 carries for 52 yards. And their quarterback, Jason Gaines, 4 carries for 30 yards. He also is 13 of 23 through the air for 152 yards with 3 touchdowns. Jacob Reynosa, three receptions for 42 yards for the Broncos. Michael Schumacher, 3 catches for 25 yards. Trevor Bone, 2 for 33. Jordan Wallman, 2 for 32. Joey Loved here with 5 total tackles for the defenders. Cole McLean also with 5. Logan Schoenhoven with 4. For the Broncos, Tyler Harris with 3. And Kelly McBride with 6. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with more information for you at halftime. Right now it's Hastings 20, Dort College 13. Back with more in a moment.
It's important to be...
Halftime scores from the conference. Football play. Concordia leads Dakota Wesleyan 20-0. Doan over Briarcliff 10-0. Northwestern over Morningside 24-21. And Midland over Nebraska Wesleyan 24-10. In Orange City, the Dort College men's basketball team leads Valley City State 34-18. No report on the women's game happening over at the DeWitt yet. If I receive that, I'll pass it along to you. Dort College women's cross country winning the GPAC title earlier today with 31 points. And the Dort College men's cross country team runs third. So congratulations to Coach Greg Van Dyke and the Dort College women winning their third straight Great Plains Athletic Conference cross country championship. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College football on KDCR. Once again, our score at halftime, Hastings 20, Dort College 14. Back with more in a moment. Do have some of the details on the cross-country meet from earlier today. Let's begin with women, where the Dort College women won it with a team total of 31 points. Dort College will now run at Rimrock Farm near Lawrence, Kansas, 2 weeks from today. In the national championship meet, Dort College's scores went 3, 5, 6, 8, 9, and their pushers were 11 and 13, so the top 7 for Dort College finishing in the top 13, and actually they had another two runners at 14 and 15, so the Dort College women's cross-country team a strong showing today. Caleb Isle was first across for the defenders in third. 18:01. The medalist, by the way, was Gabby Jenkins from Nebraska Wesleyan at 17:42. Then you had Lauren Opp and Justine Vanzee at 5th and 6th, respectively, 18:13 and 18:20. Abby DeVries came across 4th for the defenders at 18:22. Nicole Slater, a freshman, finished 5th at 18:29. She was in 9th place overall. And then the 6th and 7th runners for Dort College, Lily Kerner and Erica Dalma, 18:38 and 18:41, respectively. Kelsey Lewis and Renee Buchema not far behind at 18:45 and 18:51 for the defenders. Dort College finished 1st with 31, Hastings 2nd with 83, Doan 99, Concordia 4th, 107, Nebraska Wesleyan 5th at 118. Morningside was 6th with 140. On the men's side of things, Dort College and Coach Greg Van Dyke hoping to sneak the men in to the posts or into the national championship. I don't think it's going to happen. They're going to have to ride the coattails of Northwestern and hope that the Red Raiders jump higher in the poll and Dort College is able to ride right behind them. Morningside won it with a 44. That was really no surprise. Northwestern was second at 64. Dort College third with 77. Nebraska Wesleyan fourth. Concordia finished fifth. for the defenders. First person across the line was Nick Vanderkooy, 25-40. He finished eighth. Stephon McNamara and Nathan Jackson, 11th and 12th, respectively, at 25-44 and 25-49. Ryan McNamara was fourth for the defenders at 25-55. And Dort College's fifth runner, a little bit of a gap there, Sam Wensink, finished 32nd with a 26-31. Sixth and seventh were Christian Van Dyke and Hunter Weinert at 37th and 39th, respectively, 26-39 and 26-43. Again, the women win the title, men finish third. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, back with second half play from Open Space Park right after this. To the second half we go. Dort College trailing 20-13. It's a brisk afternoon here at Open Space Park. The Dort College defenders trailing Hastings, but Dort College will receive the opening kickoff of the second half. Bounces at the 15-yard line. Trey Pickney to the 20, to the 25, 30, 35, 40. Runs into his blocker and brought down at the 43-yard line. Ran up on the backside of Rockland Mau, and Trey Pickney is brought down at the 43-yard line. First down and 10 for the defenders, and let's see what Dort College can do here. They scored on, well, I can't officially say their last two possessions of the first half, but because the last possession of the first half, they got it with about 30 seconds remaining. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. So Dort College with a football, first down and 10, handoff to Fennig, and Fennig is brought down at the line of scrimmage, no gain. Dort College at their own 42-yard line to start this drive, trailing 20-13. Hastings not allowing any gain on that play. Second down and 10 for the defenders. Trying to keep folks updated on what has happened for the other Dort College teams already today. Those results for cross country posted to our website at the moment. Talen Seaman is under center. Talen sends a man in motion. That's Pickney. Turns, hands, no, keeps it himself, and he's going to be brought down after a short gain on the play. Maybe picks up one. It's third down and 9. Third and 9 on the way. So the Dort College defenders, they've been able to convert in this situation. Earlier the game, they have been picking out Rockland Mau on a long pass play. Nearly this identical situation. I believe Rockland got about a 17 or 18-yard pickup on the play. We'll watch big number 86, the senior from Meridian, Idaho. Dort College splits their wings out to the slots. Damani Roberts and Trey Pickney in the slots. Back to pass is Talen Seaman. Fennig throws a block, gives him some time. Pass is incomplete, intended on the far side. And intended for Ty Eichmann. Pass falls incomplete. That'll bring up fourth down, and the clock stops on the pass. So Dort College unable to convert, and they're forced to punt from their own 44-yard line. Fourth down and 9, and the Broncos will send their return man deep to the 20-yard line. Heath Bonestrel is punting. His heels are on the 30-yard line. Line of scrimmage, the 44. Bonestrel scoops it out of the dirt, gets away a high-hanging kick, and the ball takes a Hastings bounce. Took a bounce at the Hastings 36. Comes back to the 43. So Hastings will take over first down and 10 from their own 43-yard line. So Dort College, not a good punt that time, and the timing of it thrown off as Bonestrel was under pressure. Got away a high-hanging kick, and then it didn't take a bounce for the defenders, but rather for the Broncos. Gaines is the quarterback. He's got a running back right and left. Handoff And not much there for the Broncos. Brought down on the play. Number 43 for the Broncos. Dervonte Knight. Knight with the carry. Gain of 4 on the play. Second down and 6. Over in Orange City, Dort College has a 49-27 lead on the Valley City State Vikings. Back to pass, Gaines. Gaines flare pass to the near side. Micah Twiddell makes the tackle at midfield. Pass was completed to Jacob Reynosa. That'll bring up third down and 2. Third and 2, so Twiddell makes the safe play. Makes the tackle of Reynosa, the tight end. And now with a third down and 2, the Broncos playing with a 6-point advantage. Up 20-14. And they're in the pistol. Handed off, and the carry for Fowler. Fowler picks up. He needed 2. He got 6. Payton makes the tackle for the defenders. The inside linebacker making the stop, but not before. Fowler gains enough for a first down. And the Broncos have it first down and 10 at the Dort College 43-yard line. It's 20-14. 20-14, our score. Gaines fakes the handoff to Fowler, pumps, now looks deep. Rolling right, running out of real estate, pass back over the middle, completed inside the 30, down to the 28-yard line. Cam Petrie on the tackle, but the pass is completed to the Broncos' Jordan Wallman. Hastings uses their tight ends a lot. Wallman, that time making the grab. He was the tight end set to the right that time. With 11:30 left to go in the third quarter, Hastings is threatening. Empty out the backfield for Gaines. Gaines looks to the sideline. 12 seconds on the play clock. 11:17 and counting left to play third quarter. Back to passes Gaines. Gaines pass incomplete, and his receiver slipped at the 20-yard line. Would have been open, but Wallman slips and falls. And that'll bring up second down and 10. The natural surface here at Open Space Park starting to show some wear in between the hash marks. A lot of action this year again on Open Space Park football field. Obviously, Dort College football games, a couple of JV contests as well. 6 home dates. This is the last of 6 home dates for the Defender football team. Gaines back to pass. Looking left, now over the middle. Pass is completed. And that's a first down for the Broncos. Pass is completed to Jacob Reynosa, and he is forced out of bounds by Cam Petrie on the far sideline. Gain of 10 on the play. So first down for the Broncos. By the way, while we were talking about the action on this field, it's also the Sioux Center High School home field. Back to pass is Gaines. Gaines pass incomplete, intended for Reynosa. And that'll bring up second down and 10. Congratulations to Tim Van Regenmorter and the Sioux Center football team. Another win last night in the state playoff quarterfinals. It's on to the semis where they play 1 week from this evening. Pretty tough road to hoe for the Warriors, but they went on the road and beat a couple of very good teams this week. Second down and 10. Back to pass. Pass complete to Shoemaker. No, that is 84, Trevor Bone. Inside the 10, down to the 5-yard line. So first down and goal to go for the Broncos. 10:43 left to play in the quarter. Hastings 20, Dort College 14. Hastings looking to build on the 6-point lead. They turn and hand. They give it to Fowler. Fowler near the goal line and then driven backwards. First person there for the defenders, Cole McLean. I believe Logan Schoenhoven came in to assist. That'll bring up second down and goal to go. Second and goal to go. Jason Gaines, sophomore quarterback for the Broncos. Hastings going to the hurry up here in the second half, trying to pick up the tempo and run a few more plays. Gaines hands it off and into the end zone. A touchdown for the Broncos. Hastings College, the short plunge. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. A one-yard touchdown run by Sam Roll. Sam Roll, the one-yard touchdown run, number 41 for the Broncos. He makes it 26-14 with a point after coming. And the snap is down, the kick is up, and the kick is good, and the Broncos lead it 27-14. So the Broncos with a two-score lead. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Football on KDCR. Dort College to return. This is Pickney. Pickney at the 11 to the 15. Cuts it back. He's got some room. 25, 30, and brought down at the 30-yard line. Trey Pickney, I thought he had a little more room to the outside, but Hastings closed fast, making the tackle for the Broncos, number 29, Eric Wiley. And the Dort College defenders will take over first down and 10 at their own 30-yard line. Women's basketball, Dort College leads Grandview 41-30 at halftime. So Dort College trailing by a couple of scores, 9:51 left to play in the third period. Taylen Seaman is under center. Taylen barking signals. Seaman sends a man in motion. Carry, Andre Williams, and Andre Williams a gain of 5 on the play. And the Dort College defenders starting out with a running play, trailing 27-14. 27-14 the score. So the Dort College defenders down by 13 early in the second half. I think Dort College can score a couple of touchdowns in this half, but defensively the defenders giving up some yardage to this Hastings team. Keeping it himself is Seaman, and Seaman forward progress back to the 34-yard line, but a loss of 1 on the play. And that will bring up third down and long. Third and long. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College facing third and long, and the clock continuing to roll here midway through the third quarter. Getting later in the day, and the temperature starting to feel a little cooler. They hand it off to Andre Williams. Tough yards up the middle, and he gains 5 on the play, but he stops short of the first down by, it looks like, a yard. And it'll bring up fourth down and a yard. Fourth and a yard. Dort College trailing a couple of scores, and Dort College is going to gamble and go for it here. Fourth down and less than a yard. Dort College needs the 40-yard line to keep the drive alive. Dort College down 2 scores. Send a man in motion. This is Seaman. Seaman, second effort, and I think he got it. Watching the linesman, and I think he got it on the second effort. Taylen Seaman looked like he was stood up initially and then muscled his way forward for an extra 6 inches. And he needed every one of those inches as they get the football right on the 40-yard stripe, but they didn't get it by much. So first down and 10 for the defenders at their own 40-yard line, trailing by a couple of scores in this point of the season and this point of the game. You're going to gamble and play a little looser with it, and that is indeed what Dort College did that time, going for it deep in their own territory. You've got to make a decision at some point. Are you going to be content to just punt it away, or are you going to run the play? Taylen Seaman back to pass, under pressure, flush from the pocket, now diving forward, and the ball comes out. I think they'll say he was down, and the linesman on the far side comes in and indicates that he was down. A loss of 2 on the play, very nearly a disaster for the defenders. But the Dort College defenders facing now second down and 12. So Dort College lives to play another down on this drive. Very nearly turning it over. So Hastings College very nearly got their third turnover of the game. Instead, Seaman was ruled down. They hand it off to Andre Williams, and Andre Williams up the middle. He gains 11 yards, short of the first down by a yard. And that'll bring up third down and one. Third down and one. Dort College trailing by a couple of scores. 6:17 left to play, third period. Dort College near midfield, though. They need the midfield stripe for a first down. Talen Seaman under center. He's got Williams behind him. Sent a man in motion. That's Damani Roberts. Seaman keeps it himself. He's to 50. 45 and brought down out of bounds at the 42-yard line. And a flag comes out. Talen Seaman brought down on the Hastings College sideline. And we'll get an indication from the official what the call is. So Talen Seaman, I don't know if there was an unsportsmanly late hit on the play or a situation where Seaman got into hostile territory. Here's the indication from our official. Quincy Johnson called for a late hit out of bounds. It's a 15-yard tack on at the end of the play. And the Dort College defenders now facing first down and 10 at the 28. First and 10 at the Hastings 28. Dort College trailing 27-14. Talen Seaman under center. And Seaman checks the alignment. Dort College in that same formation, receiver right and left, wings right and left. And the running back is Andre Williams, and Williams is stopped after a one-yard pickup on the play. That will bring up second down and 9. So second down and 9 coming, 5:28 and counting. This drive nearly 4.5 minutes old. Dort College started at their own 30-yard line. They're now in Hastings territory. Initially some movement. Now Hastings making a defensive change. Four down lineman for the Broncos. Seaman is going to run option to the left. Pitches over to Roberts. Roberts up the left sideline, and he is forced out of bounds near the 20-yard line. They'll mark him out at the 23. A gain of 4 on the play. It's going to be third down and 5. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Third down and 5 yards to go. Dort College in their huddle, taking their time. They don't want to run a ton of plays. They are the opposite of Hastings. They want fewer number of plays run. Third down and 5. Seaman sends Roberts in motion. Hand off to Andre Williams. And Andre Williams stops short of the first down by at least a yard. It's going to bring up fourth down. Dort College has the wind at their back, but they're trailing by 13. So another fourth down conversion try here, and it's going to be fourth down and close to 3 yards. Fourth down and close to 3. Seaman up to the line of scrimmage. 4:09 left to play in the third quarter. Under center, Talen Seaman. Send a man in motion. That's Pickney. He has the edge. Will he get there? No. He is brought down at the 20-yard line. Stopped short of the first down by at least a yard. Looked like he had the edge, but then was closed in on quickly. And the Dort College defenders turn it over on downs with 3:57 left to play in the third period. So Dort College turns it over on downs. Hastings with it at their own 20. So the Broncos set up shop, leading 27-14 with 3:57 left to play in the third period. Door College took nearly 6 minutes off of the clock, but come away empty on the scoreboard. They trail it 27-14. Gaines is the quarterback. Hands it off to Fowler. Fowler, a gain of one on the play. Door College, tackle made by Alex Vasquez. And it's second down and nine. Second and nine for the Broncos. Coming up tonight, Dort College Volleyball as the defenders open GPAC quarterfinal round play at the DeWitt Gymnasium. That's a 7:30 start time. Gaines, the quarterback, looks to the sideline for his play. Hastings taking a little more time now off of the clock with a two-possession lead. Fowler, the ball carrier, picks up five on the play. And that will bring up third down and five. Gain of five for Fowler. Dort College, Joey Loveter on the tackle. He's playing safety along with Cole McLean today. This Dort College defense, the two deep, looked dramatically different this Monday than it did last Monday. Ari Hoekstra in at cornerback for the defenders. Cam Petrie on the far side. And back to pass is Gaines. Gaines pumps. Now he tucks it away. Pass is incomplete. Intended for the Broncos, Trevor Bowen. And it was in and out of the hands of Trevor Bowen. And the Dort College defenders will force Hastings to punt from their own 26-yard line. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. So the Broncos on to punt. Trey Pickney back at his own 40-yard line. The kick to the Hastings College sideline, and the football will be marked out of bounds near midfield. Well, they keep running up the sideline, and it'll be at the Hastings 46. So a 20-yard punt for the Broncos into the wind. And the Dort College defenders will take over. First down and 10 at the Hastings 46-yard line with 2:25 remaining in the third period. It's Dort College trailing Hastings 27-14. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. Talen Seaman up to the line of scrimmage, four down linemen for the Broncos. Rockland Mouse set to the right. Ty Aikman to the left. Fake the handoff to Fennig. Pitch it to Damani Roberts. Roberts to the 40, to the 30, and forced out of bounds inside the 30-yard line. He got the far sideline. And Damani Roberts forced out of bounds near the 27-yard line. So a gain of 19 on the play. I beg your pardon, he's at the 29-yard line. So a gain of 17 on the play for Damani Roberts. Damani Roberts, number 42 for the defenders. He's a 5'6 freshman from Fullerton, California. Daniel Fennig back in at running back for Dort College. Under center is Talen Seaman. Seaman keeps it himself, pitches to Trey Pickney. Pickney spins and is brought down at the 25-yard line. Gain of four on the play. And that'll bring up second down and five. Today's broadcast also made possible by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. And by People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter. Member FDIC. 1:24 left to go in the third period. Dort College trailing 27-14, but they've got it at the Hastings 25-yard line, facing second down and five. Seaman keeps it himself, now pitches over to Pickney. Pickney bounces to the outside, picks up a couple of yards on the play, and is spun out of bounds at the 23-yard line. That'll bring up third down and short. Dort College, obviously, in four-down territory. They have shown that they are willing to go for it on fourth down. They did it on their last drive, and nothing has changed. So I would imagine They'll be going for it here if they don't get the needed 3 yards. Today's broadcast made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. Dort College up to the line of scrimmage with Seaman. Right side is Mao. He's over near the numbers. The narrow side of the field, Ty Eichmann. Kenny Lewis is the right wing. Send him in motion. Seaman keeps it himself. He's to the 20, to the 10, and he is forced out of bounds. Talen Seaman gaining more and more confidence running this Dort College offense, and Seaman picks up more than enough for a first down. He's down inside the 10, down to the 9-yard line. First down and goal to go for the defenders at the Hastings College 9-yard line. Lewis is out of the ballgame. Back in is Damani Roberts. So Dort College trailing by 13 with a football in the red zone. First and goal to go. Pitch it right side over to Pickney. Pickney racing to the edge, gets a block, and he's brought down at the line of scrimmage. Penetration that time by the Broncos right away, and even though it looked like Pickney had the edge, Hastings was able to close the gap. And that'll bring up second down and goal to go from the 10. That's the end of the third quarter. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Hastings, 27. Dort College, 14. Back with the fourth quarter of play right after this. Dort College facing second down and goal to go. Football is at the 10-yard line. So the Broncos under center for the defenders. It's Talen Seaman, fakes the dive, and then carries it up the middle following Daniel Fennig into the hole. It'll bring up third down and goal to go. Third down, goal to go at the 7-yard line. Dort College trailing by 13. Yardage through three quarters. Hastings 306, Dort College 287, Dort College 275 on the ground, Hastings 116, Talen Seaman 127 yards rushing, Jake Fowler with 72 for the Broncos. Dort College third down goal to go, Talen Seaman the quarterback. Under center they send Roberts in motion. Seaman pitches over to Roberts, Roberts to the 5, diving to the end zone, touchdown Dort College! A touchdown for the Dort College defenders. And the Dort College defenders, a 6-yard touchdown run by Roberts. And the defenders back to within a score. Dort College trailing, 14:47 left to play. They trail 27-20 pending the point after. Kevin Giese on to try and get Dort College back to within six. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick is through the uprights. And the Dort College defenders trail 27-21. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Shaping up to be an interesting fourth quarter. We'll be back with more right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College defenders will be kicking off with 14:17 remaining in this game. That's in regulation. The Dort College defenders trailing it 27-21. A 6-yard touchdown run by Damani Roberts caps a 46-yard drive. Took about 2.5 minutes off of the clock. Started late in the third quarter. Knight brings it out from the 15 to the 20. To the 25, he's got a hole. He's to the 40 and brought down at the 44-yard line. Making the tackle for Dort College, that was the kicker, Kevin Giese. And the Broncos will take over, first down and 10, leading 27-21. And the Hastings College Broncos have it first down and 10 at their own 44-yard line. So good field position for the Broncos. They had to punt on their last possession. Dort College scored. And we have a flag at the end of the play, or I should say, we're going to have an offsides against Dort College on the kickoff, so it's tacked on. at the end of the run, 5-yard penalty. And Hastings will set up shop at their own 48-yard line. So it was the 43, it's now the 48. Gaines is the quarterback. Gaines turns, fakes the handoff, flushed from the pocket, rolling right, throws to the sideline, and the pass falls incomplete. Coverage by Cam Petrie. Pass was intended for Austin Curley. That'll bring up second down and 10. Gaines flush from the pocket. Dort College showing 3 down linemen on this series now. They had been going with 4 down linemen most of the game. Now you've got Emery at defensive tackle, Thiel at the near defensive end, Leonard Manuel, the far defensive end, or the right defensive end from my vantage point. Gaines sends a man in motion. Swing pass, left side, pass is incomplete, and they say it was a forward pass. Peyton dives on top of it. Pass intended for Flores, and it will be third down and 10. Third down and 10 for the defenders, trailing 27-21. Third down and 10 for the Broncos, I should say. Dort College trying to get a defensive stop here. Gaines in the pistol. Hastings playing with the lead. 13:59 left to go in the game. Gaines back to pass. Looking. Sideline. Passes incomplete. On the Dort College sideline. Intended for Trevor Bone. And the Broncos facing fourth down and 10 at their own 48-yard line. In all likelihood will punt. They send the special teams onto the field. Trey Pickney will retreat to the 15, and Owen Hickey is on the punt. Hastings, 3 straight pass attempts that fall incomplete. So they're punting from their own 48-yard line, and a line drive kick bounces out of bounds near the 20-yard line. And that is where Dort College will take over. First down and 10, trailing 27-21 with 13:48 remaining in the contest. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. So the defenders take over. First down and 10 at their own 20. For the Broncos, a 32-yard punt. No return on the play. And Dort College up to the line of scrimmage. I believe it's Andre Williams back in at running back for Dort College. It's Talon Seaman hands it off up the middle. And Andre Williams. Williams, a 5-yard pickup on the play straight up the middle. It'll bring up second down and 5. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Darren Colquitt on that tackle for the Broncos. It's second down and 5. Dort College down 6. Under center is Seaman. Seaman's going to roll right. Tries to cut it up. Doesn't have much of a seam there. Maybe picks up a yard on the play. It's going to be a short yard. It'll bring up third down and 4, 13 minutes remaining in this contest. So Dort College, you're not backed into a corner yet, but you certainly would like to at least pick up a couple of first downs here and maybe swing the field position battle. But you really want to grind this out. Third down and 4. Dort College, deep in their own territory at their own 26-yard line. They need at least the 30 for a first down. 6 seconds on the play clock. Seaman under center. Sends Damani Roberts in motion. Roberts fumbles it, picks it up, scoops up the loose football, and gets back to the line of scrimmage, and that is it. He's forced out of bounds. 12:20 left to go in the ball game, and Dort College is forced to punt. So Dort College will punt. Line of scrimmage at the 25-yard line. So Dort College unable to move it on that possession. And the Broncos, in all likelihood, will get it in good field position. Need Heath Bonestro to boom one here. Bonus throw back at his 10-yard line. Gets it away, end-over-end kick, taken at the 35-yard line. To the 40, still on his feet at the 45-yard line. And that's where the Broncos will take over. Cam Petrie shaken up on the play on the coverage. He'll pick himself up. And he'll have to check out of the football game for a little while. Going to have to go to another cornerback. Don't think Petrie's going to be able to go. Micah Twiddell is in. So your corners now are Twiddell and Hoekstra. Petrie's shaken up. Comes up shaking that left arm. Gains the quarterback. Hastings with it at their own 45-yard line. Gaines takes the short snap and brought down in the backfield is Flores. Curtis Emery on the tackle. A loss of two on the play. And Curtis Emery, whoever was supposed to block him, didn't get the job done. And Emery was waiting right there. And he almost got there at the mesh point. Could have knocked the ball loose. Instead, Flores is thrown for a two-yard loss on the play. 11:27 left to play, fourth quarter. Hastings football facing second down and 12, a loss of two on that play. Bright sunshine now in Sioux Center. Back to pass is Gaines. Gaines, everyone's covered. He's chased from the pocket. Lennard Manuel unable to catch up with him. Pass is completed. And finally forced out of bounds is Trevor Bone. Indoor college territory inside the 40 down to the 33-yard line. And the Broncos have a first down, and they've got it in Dort College territory. First down and 10 for the Broncos at the Dort College 33. 11 minutes left to go in the contest. Gaines, the quarterback. He empties out the backfield. Back to pass. Looking. Pass is completed over the middle. Coverage by Vasquez. Short gain on the play. On the pass to Jake Fowler. Pickup of four on the play at second down and six. Well, Hastings playing with a touchdown lead. I would imagine they're going to try to milk some clock here and shorten up the game. So Hastings in the pistol. Gaines hands it off to Fowler. Fowler with the football to the 25-20 inside the 15 and finally dragged down at the 9-yard line. So another first down for Fowler. Gain of 20 on the play. And the Broncos in business. Broncos threatening to make this a two-score lead. And if they do that, the job gets significantly more difficult for the defenders. You need a turnover here. I don't think Hastings has had one so far. Nord College has had a pair, and that has resulted in scores for Hastings. Gaines hands it off to Fowler. Fowler still on his feet after breaking a tackle, and he's brought down at the 5-yard line. Matt Elbert on the tackle. Also on the stop for Nord College. Joey Luft here. And that'll bring up second down and goal to go from the 8-yard line. Hastings leads 27-21, and they're threatening. Under 10 minutes to go in the game. Gaines in the pistol. Gaines now calling an audible. Hands it off. No, he keeps it himself. Does Gaines still on his feet and brought down inside the 5-yard line. Tackled at the 2. And that will bring up third down and goal to go. And actually, they mark him at the 4-yard line. Lovetear on the tackle for the defenders. And it's third down and goal to go from the 4. See if the Hastings Broncos go to the air. Earlier in the game, that's what they've done. Gaines keeps it himself, and he is brought down. First person there, Alex Vasquez for the defenders. Gain of one on the play, and that'll bring the kicking team onto the field for the Broncos, and the Dort College defense comes up with a stop. Hastings now trying to make it a two-score difference via a field goal. And this will be a 20-yard field goal. 17 seconds on the play clock. Hastings slow in getting their 11th player on the field. Broncos trying to make it a 9-point ball game, and the 20-yard field goal is good. And the Broncos lead it now 30-21. 8:06 remaining in the contest. North College trails by 9. Back with more after this. This is North College football on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. The North College defenders, well, they need a big play. 8:06 remaining. The clock is not in their favor, and they need to score twice. Need to score relatively quickly and then get a defensive stop. Hastings, end-over-end kick. Trey Pickney will take it at the 70-yard line to the 15. Runs out of room. Spins and is brought down at the 21-yard line. North College takes over first down and 10 at their own 21-yard line, trailing by 9. The North College defenders trailing 30-21. Well, whatever happens here today, it'll be an interesting day next week Saturday at Dakota Wesleyan. North College football team, the last half of the season. Now, I didn't see them last week because of other commitments, but certainly seems like some things are starting to click for this crew. Trey Pickney makes the catch over the middle, out near the 30-yard line, short of the first down by a yard. 9-yard pickup on the play. It's second down and 1. 7:40 and counting, fourth quarter. North College goes to the air on their first play from scrimmage on this drive. Under center is Taylen Seaman. Seaman now looks to the sideline for the call. 7:20 and counting. Precious time ticking away for the North College defenders. Taylen Seaman under center. Gets the snap from Riley Sharper. Pitches over to Pickney. Pickney to the 30-yard line. Spun out of bounds at the 32-yard line. That's a first down for the defenders. And that stops the clock. Today's broadcast made possible by the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 and 7:30 to 8:30. Fridays from 9 to 4 and Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for these successful investors, 712-395-0764. Dort College with a football at their own 32-yard line. Send a man in motion, that's Roberts. Handoff up the middle, Daniel Fennig. Fennig a short gain on the play, maybe picks up 3. It'll be second down and 7. North College offense, a series of plays where it's nothing fancy, but it has been fairly effective today. They've scored 3 times. They trail, though, 30-21. When it's all said and done, North College will have over 300 yards of offense, I think, in this game, based on where they were at the end of the third period. Taylen Seaman under center. Send Roberts in motion. Seaman keeps it himself. He's to the 40, 45, picks up a first down and forced out of bounds near midfield. Conserving the clock. 6:06 remaining in the ballgame. North College has it at their own 47-yard line. First down and 10 for the defenders at their own 47. Taylen Seaman looks to the sideline. Now the clock moving. 5:56 left to go. North College needs to bust a big play here. A drive where you grind it out and leave yourself just 30 seconds, or I was going to say under 2 minutes to go. Doesn't do you a ton of good. Taylen Seaman back to pass. Breaks out of the grasp of the tackler initially, but then finishing him off is Nathan Willie. Willie makes the tackle, and that's a loss of 3 on the play. It's second down and 13, and the clock continuing to roll. 5:20 left to go in regulation. Getting tougher and tougher for the defenders by the moment. Every second that ticks off of the clock leaves them less time to work with, obviously, trailing by two scores. And the North College defenders are going to call for a timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull Ayrton, Craig Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They are member FDIC. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By C&H Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Bohr & Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at BohrAndSons.com. When the dust settles, he'll appreciate their quality service. And by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Elbert, and Hull, member FDIC, and the community. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College trailing 30-21. The Dort College defender football team has never led in this ballgame. They've had it down to a single score difference on a couple different occasions today. But right now, trail by 9. Facing second down and 14. Talen Seaman under center. Fakes the handoff, keeps it himself. And he is brought down near midfield. A gain of 7 on the play. That'll bring up a manageable third down and 6. Third down and 6 on the way. Men's basketball. Dort College is going to improve to 4-1. They lead Valley City State currently 79-47. Led in scoring today by Tyler Walterstorff, 17 points. Brian Sumner with 14. Women were up by 11 at halftime. Haven't received an update on that one yet. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. And Talen Seaman is brought down short of the first down marker by a couple of yards. That's going to bring up fourth down and 2 for the defenders at the Hastings 45. 3:55 left to play in this game. Riley Sharper up to the line of scrimmage. North College has 2 timeouts remaining. Under center is Talen Seaman. Seaman turns, hands, gives to the fullback, and the dive play up the middle, and the North College defenders have a first down. Daniel Fennig easily picks up enough yardage for a first down. And the North College defenders, first down and 10 now, trailing 30-21. Football at the Hastings 43-yard line. An entertaining game, no matter the outcome. North College, a few weeks ago, got their first win of the conference season. Here taking Hastings down to the wire, trailing by 9, though. Hastings on defense, North College, Talen Seaman, running out of room, and he's going to be forced backwards, and that is the first time today where we have seen a big loss by the defenders on a running play. They're going to give him forward progress at the midfield stripe, but that's a loss of 7, and that'll bring up second down and 17. Under 3 minutes to go now in the game. Second down and 17. Damani Roberts in the slot. Dort College in a passing situation here. Talen Seaman, the draw play. They hand it off to Fennig. Fennig to the 45. Tries to get to the outside 40, and he is brought down at the 40-yard line. He gets 10 yards back, but stops well short of the first down by 7 yards. And with 2:25 left to go in the game, Dort College trying to hurry it up. Third down and 7. Talen Seaman in the pistol. So Seaman gets the snap. He's going to roll right. Fennig giving him protection. Pass is intercepted, and that's going to do it. Hastings College Broncos with an interception on the far sideline, and did they say that it skipped? Incomplete pass, just an incompletion. Looked like the Hastings College player had the interception. That's Eric Wiley. As it is, they say incomplete, and it's fourth down and seven, 2:05 left to go in the game. Clock stops on the incomplete pass. So fourth down and seven. Hastings College Broncos leading 30-21. We've got a timeout on the field charged to Dort College. Coach Greg Youngblood saw something he didn't like. Calls a timeout. Back with more after this. This is Dort College football on KDCR 88.5 FM. Fourth down and seven for the defenders out of the timeout at the Hastings College 40-yard line, trailing 30-21. Taylen Seaman back to pass. Looks over the middle. Pass is batted in the air and nearly caught. Incomplete. Two different players for Dort College had a chance at it off the deflection. A penalty flag thrown near the line of scrimmage. And we'll get the indication from the official. If it's against Dort College, Hastings will decline. So Trey Pickney was an ineligible receiver on that play. He was who the pass was intended for initially. Eichmann and Rockland Mao both had chances at the completion off the deflection, but as it is, even if it would have been caught, it would have been a penalty on the defenders. Hastings now just trying to run out the clock. Matt Elbert on the tackle. Short carry on the play for Fowler. And Dort College uses their final timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, Dort College trailing 30-21, 1:46 left to go in the game. Back with more after this. Hastings College Broncos commit a penalty out of the timeout. This will be a 5-yard mark off against the Broncos. Bring up second down and 15, and the clock will not start until Hastings snaps the football. Here in Sioux Center at the DeWitt Gymnasium, the Dort College women leading Grandview 3 points. 6 minutes left to go in the game. Still a lot of time left in that one. Gaines is the quarterback. He turns, hands, gives to Fowler. Fowler, the ball carrier. He picks up 7 yards on the play. It's third down. 35 seconds on the play clock. 1:40 on the game clock, so Hastings can take it down near a minute five, between a minute 10 and a minute five, and they'll be running their next play. It's third down and seven. A first down here ends it. Hastings can, in effect, run about a full minute off of the clock from this point. Gaines, the quarterback, send a man in motion. They turn hand. They give it to Fowler, and Fowler is tripped up. Short of the first down by a yard. It'll be fourth down and one. Play clock now running. 30 seconds left on the play clock. 55 on the game clock, so Hastings can take it under 30 seconds before they punt the football away. Fourth down and one. Decision time here for Hastings. They can go for it if they want. My guess would be they'll call a timeout when the clock gets down to 1 second. Taking as much time off of the clock as possible, and then they will call a timeout with 27 seconds left to go in the game. Hastings uses their second timeout of the second half, facing fourth down and one at their own 48-yard line. Your college, not much time to work with. Today's broadcast made possible by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. By the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rodabor is an agent. 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbeman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. And by People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. Hastings College on to punt. 27 seconds left to go in the game. And a low wobbling kick will take a bounce inside the 20, down to the 8. And the Broncos will down it at their own 8-yard line. Broncos saying a Dort College player touched it. The officials saying Trey Pickney never touched the football, and with 17 seconds left to go in the game, Hastings will send the defense onto the field. Dort College will have a chance to run a couple of plays, and that will bring today's football game to a close. Dort College, unless they can break one, well, this one will be a final of 30-21 unless one of these teams can get a big play. We haven't had a big scoring play. We've had a couple of long runs by the defenders that set up eventual scores. Taylen Siemens' pass is completed to Trey Pickney. Pickney, though, inbounds. Flag comes out as well with 8 seconds left to go in the game. Might be a face-masking penalty. Football is right now at the 19-yard line. And the officials will confer. Waiting for John Schmidt to give us the call. Hastings 30, Dort College 21. And this will be a 15-yard mark off against the Broncos. So a face-masking penalty against the Hastings College Broncos. Dort College will have it first down and 10 at their own 34 with 9 seconds remaining. Taylen Seaman up to the line of scrimmage. Enough time for Dort College. Dort College with 9 seconds. Now the clock rolling. This, in all likelihood, will be the last play of the game. Pass to Mao. Completed near midfield, and Mao gets out of bounds, but that's the end of the ball game. Clock is at zeros, and the Dort College defenders fall by a final score of 30-21. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with a recap of today's football game right after this. Final score, Hastings defeats Dort College 30-21. Hastings got on the board first with a pair of scores after Dort College turnovers. They had a 9-yard pass from Gaines to Curley to make it 6-0. Point after failed. Gaines went to Reynosa for a 25-yard touchdown pass with 10-11 left to go in the half to make it 13-0. Dort College then struck for a touchdown. Trey Pickney, a 21-yard touchdown run, capping a three-play 75-yard drive to make it 13-7. Hastings answered with a Gaines to Shoemaker 2-yard touchdown pass to make it 20-7. Dort College then followed with a touchdown run by Taylen Seaman to cap an eight-play 75-yard drive to make it 20-14 with 1:31 left to go in the half. Hastings took a two-score lead on a 10-play 57-yard drive to make it 27-14 with 10:02 left to go in the third quarter. Jordan Brown, a 1-yard touchdown run to make it 27-14. And in the fourth quarter, Dort College cut it down to 27-21. Damani Roberts, a 70-yard touchdown run made it 27-21 with 14:17 remaining. Dort College forced a punt on the ensuing Hastings possession. Dort College was unable to move the football, though, and Hastings got a defensive stop at the end, and they had a field goal to make it a two-score difference, 30-21, our final score. Dort College, 21 first downs. Hastings, 21 first downs. Dort College, 367 yards of offense. Hastings, 369. Dort College, 34-38, time of possession. Hastings, 25-22. Dort College, 4-15 on third down conversions. Hastings, 6-14. Hastings, 4-4 inside the red zone. Dort College, 2-2. Individually, Taylen Seaman, 142 yards on the ground, 25 carries, and a touchdown. Daniel Fanig, 12 carries for 78 yards. Trey Pickney, 9 carries for 41. And Andre Williams, 9 carries for 31. Taylen Seaman, 4 of 10 through the air with an interception, 48 yards. Rockland Mau and Trey Pickney, 2 catches each. Mau, 29-yard pickup. Trey Pickney, 19 yards. Cole McLean led Dort College with 9 tackles. Alex Vasquez had 7. For Hastings, Jake Fowler had 105 yards on 20 carries. Jason Gaines, 19 of 35 through the air for 218 yards and 3 touchdowns. Jacob Reynosa, 5 catches for 56 yards. Trevor Bone, 3 catches for 57 yards. Jordan Wallman, 3 catches for 47 yards. Hastings was led by Joel Talaki with 8 total tackles. Tyler Harris had 6. Once again, our final score, Hastings 30, Dort College 21. Next up for the Defenders, they wrap up the season next Saturday at Mitchell, South Dakota, against Dakota Wesleyan. The Dort College men's basketball team earlier today victorious over Valley City State 85-59. And at last check, it was the Dort College women's basketball team clinging to a 69-64 lead with a little over 3 minutes left to go in the game at the DeWitt Gymnasium. They were leading Grandview. Dort College women's cross country, Great Plains Athletic Conference championship earlier today. They won it, their third in a row. Dort College men finished third. That'll do it for our broadcast till 7:30 this evening when we have volleyball between Dort College and Briarcliff in Great Plains Athletic Conference quarterfinal round play. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good afternoon.